didn't even have to wear heavy coats before, did you? So good to see you here. I'm glad you came here this morning. This is the first time I've ever sat up here. I sat back there a couple of times, but I've never sat up here. So I don't know your name. Why don't you tell me your name?
Claire.
That's Trey.
And who we got here? Ivan and
Marlon.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. I'm Susan. What a nice place you have to come to. I bet you really like this church, don't you? He's kind of tired. Tell me what you like about your church here. The windows are beautiful, aren't they? What else? I bet you have friends here. Do you go and see your friends here? I want to tell you something really funny that happened to me yesterday. I woke up far away from here in a state called Vermont. It's way up north. And I looked out the window and it was snowing like crazy. And I had to go to the airport. And I had to go out and scrape the ice off my car. It was 9 degrees. It was so cold. And I finally got to the airport. They don't clear the roads very well there. But I got to the airport. And then they had to get all the ice off the airplane. They did that, and we took off. And a couple hours later, we landed in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is south of here. And I got off the airplane, and it was 55 degrees. I had on a big, heavy sweater, and I had to take off my sweater. And then I got on another airplane, and I flew to Lexington. And it was 60 degrees, so it was even. That's where you lived? That's where I lived, too. It was 60 degrees. It was so warm. I thought, wow, I've gone from the dead of winter to almost spring. I love being where it's warm. I love warm weather. That's my favorite thing. But up in the cold weather, my daughter lives there, and my granddaughter. So I like being with them, and to be with them, I have to be where it's cold. I have to choose cold, freezing, awful granddaughter. Nice, warm, pleasant Kentucky. I have to choose. We have choices to make in life, don't we? Sometimes we have to. Do you have to choose? What's a choice that you might have to make? Sometimes. Ice cream or cake? Maybe you have to choose what toys to play with. Do you have a favorite toy that you like to play with? Sometimes you have to choose whether to play inside or outside, or what friends to play with. They'll have choices. Sometimes they're very hard. I suspect that your parents make lots of choices for you. But sometimes you have to choose, and sometimes it's hard. And you know what you can do when you have a hard choice to make? You can ask God. God, help me figure this out. Help me make this choice. And you can ask God, you can talk to God at church, or at home, or when you're outside playing. Any place you want to talk to God and ask for help, you can do it. And God will hear you, and God will help. That's a topic for another time. Choices. Thank you for our church, for our friends, for our parents and our teachers, and all the love that surrounds us.